Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. This is Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I wanted to do another show this week. I'm actually going to probably do a few more this week. I'm promoting my Manifest Love in 8 Weeks. It's an email coaching program that helps you. I will walk you through all the steps to manifest lasting loving partnership. You'll be able to get some email support from me. Every Tuesday, you'll get an email with instructions and lessons and prayers and ritual to help you get in the vibration of manifesting the love you want. $54, it's 8 weeks. Breaks down to $6.75 an email. You will have the opportunity to respond back to the email and get some direct support from me. A wonderful little program to help you manifest love. So if that's on your goal sheet for this year, I want to help you do that. Okay, and so here is my steps on how to find the love of your life. And this flowed out of me. I will tell you, like, I mean, I don't think I've written a show this quickly ever, but that is how much this is in alignment with where I am as a teacher right now, and I feel very confident about teaching you how to manifest love. So now my spirit guides are like, yeah, you're going to give them the steps, to give them the piece that is most important. You got to believe, right? So I'm going to give you these steps and you can do them, but if you don't believe and if you're holding some cynicism about the process of love, if you're holding some limiting beliefs about love, A, take my course because I'll help you clear those out, manifest love in 8 weeks, but also know that these steps may not be as effective until you clear out a good chunk of those really clunky, smelly, limiting beliefs that keep you stuck and single. So just keep that in mind. Okay, so step one, you got to decide and declare and claim you want love. With everything in life, you can't just assume it's going to happen. People in lasting, loving relationships on some level purposefully sought out what they wanted. Just the same as people don't magically end up in amazing jobs, they seek an amazing job. You have to seek love. It just doesn't happen. I have so many conversations with women who have been single for a long time, and they just think like, oh, well, if it was going to happen to me, it should have happened by now. But it's not a fucking should. It's a I set the intention that I want to be in lasting, loving partnership. And you just know. Like, I have always known I wanted to be in lasting, loving partnership. It is a high, high value for me. As high as being independent, as high as being financially well, being in lasting, loving relationship is so important to me. And so I set the intention to do it. And I'll tell you this, for years, I did it badly, really, really badly. A lot of it was expecting, oh, it's just going to happen. But no, straight up, realness. You got to declare, you got to decide, and you got to claim that you want love. That's step one. You can't stand on the sidelines. I'm going to say it again to you. Get in the game. I love you. Get in the game. I truly, truly love you. And I say that not to shame you, not to make you feel embarrassed, but if you have just been like, oh, it'll happen to me, and if it hasn't happened, I guess it's not meant for me, but I still want it. Yes, I'm talking to you. Get in the game. I love you. I really do. Okay, step two, decide what type of relationship you want to be in. This is really important, and if you've listened to a couple of the other podcasts, I've kind of alluded to this, but keep it really simple. Either you're going to be casual, long-term relationship, or marriage. That's it, right? If you are one of those people that can do friends with benefits and that works for your lifestyle, then do that. But I think of that as casual. So it's casual, LTR, and decide which one you are. Just know. Now, with LTR and marriage, that can go either or. But also know that there are some people that will never get married. And then there are some people who want to get married who are not looking for an LPR. just be clear about your intention. If you can go either way on that, know that about yourself. Know what percentage of yourself that can go either way and be in it to win it. So casual, long-term relationship, or marriage. Those are your choices. Now, don't let the low vibe part of you make a lot of excuses, because this will affect the type of matches you attract. The low vibe part of yourself is going to be like, well, you know, this is such a difficult decision and I kind of don't know and it could be this. What will happen if you don't make a clear decision about the type of relationship you want to be in? You will attract a casual guy who wants a casual relationship, and then you realize you want something serious and you spend months trying to make that serious. Or the reverse. I know for me, when I first got to LA, I was dating and I wasn't sure what I was looking for. I wasn't even sure if I was going to stay in Los Angeles. This wasn't that long ago, October. And so I was really kind of wishy-washy about what I wanted. Yes, I believe in lasting living partnership, but I also wasn't clear about where I was going to be. But, you know, a dating is a part of finding lasting living partnership, so I'm in the game. And I the first man I went out with was like, yes, I want to marry you. Let's live happily ever after. Like, that was the direction he was going in. He wanted kids. And, you know, we mired in some emotional messiness because I realized, like, I was very clear already that I didn't want children. And then the next layer to that was, at that time, I did not want to be married. You know, I was really still trying to figure out what I wanted. So casual but open was probably my best category at the time, but because I wasn't saying that, I wound up in this situation. You know, you have to recover from it. I met a woman recently who was like, yeah, you know, even if it's casual, you still need a few weeks to recover from it once it's over. You will, there is some emotional connection that happens there. There is some heartache that will happen. No matter whether it's amicable or not, you will still feel kind of like, oh, it's like a loss. You will have to grieve it. So just be clear upfront about what you're looking for so that the grieving process does not take as long and you can move on it quickly. If you identify, okay, two people, both of us want long-term relationships, we realize, oh, we're not the right fit, you can be like, peace, thank you for playing, and move on, right? So just get really, 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 really clear. Don't mess around with this, because I promise you, if you do, you want marriage, and then you will attract, but you don't declare that, you're trying to hide from it. Oh, no, 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 declare what you want, because you're going to get the casual dude. He's going to run you in circles. And I guess I am speaking to women in this moment. Yeah, they're going to run you in circles, and then you're going to feel bad, right? So don't put yourself through it. I mean, please, just say what you want and be clear about it so that you can stay in the game and you can win. You can win, right? It doesn't mean you're not going to have losses, right? Everybody playing a game. Think of like an athlete playing a game. They're going to come against adversity and they're going to maybe lose some games, but it doesn't mean like, oh my God, they're going to quit. No. Think of these athletes that are getting ready to play in the Super Bowl. They don't quit, right? That's why they're playing at that level. So think of the type of relationship you want that's happy and loving and healthy. That's being in the Super Bowl. So if you want Super Bowl, you can't quit. And what will make you quit is if you get hurt over and over and over again. It means you're not playing smart and you're not playing to fully win. Because all of those athletes, they get hurt, but they know what to do, how to treat themselves. They know what not to do to avoid getting hurt. And inevitably, if they do get banged up, because that's a part of the game, they know how to get back in. They know how to take care of themselves. They know that it's a part of the process. It doesn't devastate them. And I'm saying this to you with so much love, because dating and being connected to another human being romantically and love, it's intense. I mean, I would equate it to my highest expression of my faith. That's how intense it is. And so in that, love yourself enough to respect that this is something intense, that you could get burned, right? Just the same as if you're cooking something, you're not putting your hand in the oven to take the pot out without a mitt on. Protect your heart in that way. Be clear about the type of relationship you want to be in so that you can attract what you want. Next, step 3. make a list of what you want to make. Like, really make that list. Take an hour and write everything down. Now, I will say this to you. Women tend to write too many things down on their list. That's fine. Make that list. Take that hour. Write everything you could possibly think of that you would want in a mate. Then, you know I'm going to say this. You got to, that's your rough draft. Now you got to clean it up and narrow it down to 8 to 12 requirements. You are only going to get 8. I can tell you that. Like, you're only going to get 8. I used to say just write 8, but I know you need the wiggle room of those additional 4, so just go with 12. And if you've been listening to me a long time, I kind of have some requirements. I kind of, because I go back and forth, but I definitely have some requirements around physical appearance, specifically for women. So women, it's not about what he physically looks like. I know it is, but it isn't. And so I want you to limit it to 2 traits, right? Like, for me, it's always tall. Tall is, like, super important to me. Good smile. Yeah, those are my 2, I'd probably say. Definitely. Maybe eyes. Like, it used to be eyes. So eyes and smile kind of go back and forth. But definitely tall. Taller than me. Significantly taller than me. Whatever it is for you, write it down and keep it to 2, because if you get too much, like, oh, he's muscular and this and that and this, it just takes you out of the game. You start, that's all kind of low vibe space, because what really matters for women is the emotional connection between the two of you. Men might need a little more, I will say, though I think as we age and as the more conversations I have with men, they're pretty specific about, like, what attracts them, and they have to be physically attracted to enter into a relationship. A woman doesn't always have to be, right? Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it, is men have to have that. So you know that they kind of are the catalyst for if a relationship is going to start. But what's beautiful for women is that because they are that catalyst, you know that on some level they are interested if you can get through that door, right? And so just respect that process. It's human nature, and you aim to feel as emotionally safe with a person as you possibly can. So make a list of what you want in a mate. Really think about, you know, one of the things I think women are kind of afraid to say, particularly women who really, really do want love, they're kind of afraid to say that they want a man who has this financial act together. I don't know why we're afraid to say that, because it's so important, right? But put it on the list. Like, I mean, I think I was actually going through my list with the man I'm dating now. And, you know, I went through over the last year all the lists I've made, and I keep making my list. You will hear me say this to you over and over again. You make a list and you come back to it. You make a list, you come back to it. It's just a part of the process. And so, I mean, I have financially well on all of them. Financially well, financially well. He even pointed out, he's like, oh, you really do want some. I'm like, yes, that is really important to me. Because it's life, right? And it's a part of the journey, is being financially well. So write that down. Chances are you probably want, if you're a working person, you want someone else who's a working person. Write that down. And if there's a type of job you know that you want them to have, or if there's a type of job you want them to have, ultimately this will play out as, by declaring the type of job you want them to have, they'll be in the realm of that. It may not be that exact job, but it's also because we can't create from the space of no, right? So doesn't have a job, or, doesn't work here. Like, you can't create from that space. So create from the space of, like, the ideal job you'd want him to have, and know that you're going to get something energetically in that realm. Like, I had, tech and engineering on mine, right? And my partner now, very mathematical in his job, very technical, the work that he does, but he's not in those industries. So, but it's that same vibe. It's Monday through Friday. It's consistent. Yeah. So I'm telling you all of this because it does matter. I know some of you have your cynical hat on as you're listening to this and you're thinking, what? Right? The type of job he has down? Like, Edie, that is really presumptuous. Yes, that's the issue. You need to be that presumptuous because you are attracting something, right? If you are going to Austin, Texas from California, you're not going to just start driving your car in any type of direction saying, hope I get there. That's not efficient, A. And B, the likelihood of getting there is probably pretty slim, right? So, you know, map out what you want so you can get there and get there, you know, before you're old, right? Because you want this now. Right? Don't you want to be in lasting living partnership now? Don't you want to spend your life with somebody awesome? So be kind to yourself and say, I'm going to go with what this lady is saying to me, and I'm going to write down exactly what I want in a mate. I'm going to make a big, big list, and then I'm going to narrow it down to 8 to 12 requirements, knowing that I'm going to get 8. Now, with me saying that to you, knowing that you're going to get 8, don't put a lot of shit on there. Put the things that really, really matter, you know? Yeah. I'll tell you this. I used to not put anything about spirituality on my list, right? Because I do believe that that is a personal journey and everybody has to go through that their own way. Granted, I do this work and people who are into the same type of spirituality that I am, those are the people I serve. That aside, in my dating life, I never put that down. And finally, this last list, I put it down. And I'm not going to say my partner is into law of attraction and universal mind and faith-based spirituality or prayer or meditation. But when I said to him, I am, and it's non-negotiable, and it's not something that I hide or stray from, he understood completely. When I said to him, we were on our first couple of dates, I was like, clear, cancel, delete. He's saying some wacky something or another. And I'm like, I don't want to create that. Like, clear, cancel, delete. And so now, I kid you not, he doesn't even know what it means, but he'll say, clear, cancel, delete. He'll catch himself because he knows, like, that is a value of mine. So be true to yourself and know who you are. And if you aim, you're going to get a hell of a lot closer than if you don't at all, okay? Step 4, make your declaration to the universe. I mean, really make it a ceremony. Like, I am ready for love. This is what I want in a mate. This is the type of relationship I want to be in. I'm in it to win it. Like, really set that intention. Send it out to the universe as a clear, focused thought. Know in your heart the universe is hearing you. God is hearing you. Spirit is hearing you. The divine is hearing you. And your request will be positively responded to in divine perfect time in a more magical way than you could ever imagine. So declare it, right? Okay, declare it. Step 5, start affirming you are worthy of love. Start affirming that you are lovable. Start affirming that you are so much a catch. Like, make a list, and this I genuinely want you to do, is make a list of why you are a catch. 10 things or more. There's no limit on this, but I want you to know that you are just as valuable to your ideal mate as they are to you. So make the list, declare it, start affirming you are worthy of love, you are a catch, and believe it to be true. Believe it to be true. I'm going to say this to you. The man, I guess I am talking to women today, the man that you are seeking is also seeking you. The man that you are seeking is also seeking you right now. So all you have to do is be open and receptive to that energy. And the way that you are open and receptive to that energy is, yes, you get clear about what you want so that you can attract it, but also knowing that you are worthy of it and that you are, in fact, a catch, and your ideal mate is lucky to have you. Got it? So start affirming every day that you are a catch, you are worthy of the love that you seek, you are lovable, and believe it to be true. Step six, get out there and really, 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 really date in a very focused way. It's not just going to happen, my friend. You're not going to meet him. Like, maybe it might be the pizza delivery guy, but do you really want the pizza delivery guy? Right? I mean, maybe if it's a side hustle, but wow, that's really slim. Like, why not open yourself up and actually get out there and date? We live in such a wonderful time where there is tons and tons and tons of online platforms for you to date on. And I know people are going to be like, oh, but I don't want to meet somebody online. Hello? Like, most of our life is online, right? You know, so who cares how you meet them? Like, just meet them. You know, and you still might, you might be on a dating app and then meet them at a party or something. It can happen, but I'll tell you this, it's a hell of a lot more likely if you're on an app or a platform or a dating site to meet someone. It just is. And so my spirit guides are saying, well, tell them, Amy, what you think about apps. I think apps are great. It's all the intention you bring to them. I know people like to diss like a Tinder or yeah, mainly Tinder. They like to really diss it. But I think it's great. My brother and his wife are deliriously happy. He just had a baby and met on Tinder. It's all the intention you take. And they went into it, and it wasn't a hookup for them. They went into it dating. It's the mindset you take. Are there hookup people on there? Absolutely. If you're not looking for that, say no to that person. And you'll know pretty right away if someone is looking to date or if they're looking just to hook up. And just ask. I know that I do it all the time. I'm like, what are you looking for? Because I want to know right up front. So then I know what their expectation is, and I can choose. This is what's so beautiful, my friends. You get to choose if that works for you. Now, here's the thing. I think a lot of women go into apps and dating sites as feeling a little insecure and hoping that that process is going to validate them. Yeah, no. Like, it's not. It's just a platform. It's just an algorithm. I think that many people go into that situation thinking they need to be the most popular person on the app. No, you probably weren't the most popular person in school. So why do you need to be the most popular person on this app? You are looking for the right person for you. Everybody doesn't need to like you, right? You need the one guy that likes you. And you know, you might be talking to three or four, and out of that three or four, there's only one that's really probably in it to win it. That's okay. You know, go with it. I say don't take your wounds, don't take your low self-esteem into that process. You might still have a low self-esteem and be actively dating, but be clear on if you log in and you're like sad because no one has matched with you or you haven't communicated with somebody. Instead of looking at it and being like, oh, it's a reflection of you, look at it from the vantage point of, oh, maybe I can tweak my profile a little bit. Because it is an algorithm, right? And it is a machine. And so you have to make the machine work for you. So maybe you need to do a little research on best practices for profiles. And, you know, more than anything, I think my process is I'm straight up authentic. I'm going to tell you who I am, and I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for. That's it, right? And so you can take my process or you can take my ex-husband's process. He's in a relationship now. I'm very happy. He researched the algorithm. He researched, okay, how do these platforms work? What is the best practices for being on these platforms? Both work, right? It's still, he still wrote his profile based on himself and what he really thinks, but he understood how it worked. You can do the same thing. Go into it with your heart wide open, you know? Yeah. Because that carries through an algorithm, right? If you are a genuine, soulful, loving, kind, truthful person, that's going to come through and you're going to attract that. Will you still attract some, like, inappropriate shit? Yeah, because that's the world we live in, and people do inappropriate things on the internet all the time. Am I consciously praying every day that that behavior stops? Yes. But what's so wonderful is that all of these platforms are designed where you can block really easily. You can report if there's something, somebody says something or does something that makes you uncomfortable. Don't engage it, and don't take it on as some a personal reflection of you. Just be like, there are nutty people in the world, click. But you, right? You see somebody, you're like, that guy's dope. And then also, I'll say this about dating apps. They're bots, right? They're bots all over the internet world, right? So there will be some guys on there that you're just like, oh my God, he is so hot. If he's really, really, really hot, there's a high probability that it's a bot. Those aren't really photos. Those are model pics, whatever. That's just kind of the nature of it, sadly. And, I mean, I'm in California, and I'm in Southern California, and so I saw it more when I was on because that's kind of the culture. Everybody's trying to be famous on some level, so you see more of that. Depending on where you're at, if you're only swiping the super, super hot guys, I will say that that's also a way of setting yourself up for failure. You know, yes, those are shiny, happy, beautiful pictures, but 9 times out of 10, it's just a picture. You want the real person, and look for the real person. And models are models for a reason, and then there's everybody else. So be everybody else, and if you get a model, awesome, right? Because I had a client who hadn't dated much at all. And she was on these dating sites, and she got really, really picky. And she's like, I only want somebody really, really hot. And I was like, yo, girl, you haven't dated at all. Yes, I want you to pick somebody that you're attracted to, by all means. But my chances are, if you're only seeking someone that is super, super hot, it's probably a form of self-sabotage. You know on some level that that person is unobtainable, and it's a way of saying it's your payoff, your subconscious payoff is that I don't have to really put myself out there. Don't do that to yourself. Look for real people. Know what your requirements are. Know what you're not going to tolerate, and date. Like, make it your goal to go on one date a week. I know somebody's like, oh my God, Amy, but what if nobody responds? I promise you, if you set the intention to go on one date a week, you can. You can. You just can. I don't care where you live. You can find what you're looking for and open your heart up wide and make the intention of going on one date a week. And not everybody's going to be your soulmate. And sometimes a date might just be practice. Like, maybe he's close, but you know that there's some things that aren't exactly what you're looking for, but you're like, he seems nice and he seems respectful, and it's a great opportunity for me to get out there and practice. You do need to practice. This is not something that just, poof, I'm hella good at this. No, like even he's not little, he's very tall. My partner is very, you know, he's not that get out there and date type, right? But he even practiced, right? And so that is a part of the process. Practice, go on dates. It doesn't have to be forever. You can meet somebody for coffee. You can meet somebody for a drink. Go home at the end. Okay, so that was my get out there and really date. Don't bullshit. Make it your goal to date. Go on at least one date a week, 4 dates a month. Step 7, date yourself, right? This goes back to really loving yourself and really connecting with who you are. So in between your one date a week, date yourself. Get to know who you are. Clean out the clutter in your life so you have physical space and emotional space for a partner. That's step 8. Step 9. Up your self-confidence game. Like, do whatever it takes to feel good about yourself. Do you need to update your look? Do you need to do a little therapy? Do you need to hire a coach? What do you need to listen to some audios? Do you need to be watching YouTube videos? Up your self-confidence. And step 10, revise your list. At least once a month, go look at your list and say, okay, that I'm finding that doesn't work. Oh, that is good. I want to add this. Clarify your intentions as needed. Notice patterns. Like, if you keep getting the same type of man and it's not working for you, say, okay, look at your list and look at your vibe And what are you putting out that might be attracting this type of man? And notice what works and what doesn't. That's just using your intuition. Let it guide you. And say no to what you don't want. It's totally okay to say, no, that doesn't work for me. That is what the block feature is for on your phone. That's what the block feature is for on the app. You can just be like, thank you. That this isn't the right fit. I appreciate you. Bye. Right? It's no harm. It's the highs and lows of dating. Everybody that's in the game to win it knows that that's a part of it. And don't give up. That's my step 11. Don't give up. This is where your faith is going to have to be really tested on some level for some of you. You have to have faith in the process. You have to have faith that the love that you want is out there. You have to believe that the universe is going to bring you what you want at the divine perfect time. Don't give up. And it doesn't take nearly as long as you think, right? It really doesn't. Don't give up. One more time. Manifest Love in 8 weeks is my program. I'll teach you a lot of this. I'll teach you ways to up your self-confidence. I'll teach you what to really clear out of your life in terms of clutter. I will teach you how to date yourself, how to be in the highest vibrating state. Like, I have a practice for you that will make dates so awesome. You will get to see that person in its entirety, and in their entirety, they will tell you everything about themselves. I can teach you how to go into this state and this being where you show up and you are radiant, you are yourself, and you will know by the end of that date if this is someone you want to see again or not see again. And I have mastered it. I'm great at it, and I want to teach it to other people. So Manifest Love in 8 weeks, $54. Every Tuesday you're going to get an email from me that's jam-packed. Like, it's going to be a week's worth of workshopping for you to help you get in the vibe of manifesting love rapidly. I'm Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Consider my program Manifest Love in 8 weeks. I'm going to do a few more podcasts to help you out with this love thing. So let's just set the intention that you're going to have a date. You are going to have a date for Valentine's Day. Till next time, take care of yourself.